Abrams Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I'm just talking about what almost seems to be inevitable. If the Democrats don't figure something out and soon to turn back over control, well, it won't be total control because Joe Biden will be there to do what Tony Evers has been doing on the state level, you know, blocking all the insanity that Republicans put up every time you turn around. Let's go to the phone lines and CJ. CJ, what's going on, man?
Hey, Earl. Thanks for taking my call. I do appreciate it. Not all of the hosts take my call anymore. I will.
I understand why, man. You say the same thing on all the shows.
Well, I tell the facts. You know why Tim Michaels is going to win? What's his motto?
I don't know what Tim Michaels' motto is. Why would
I
waste my time?
Look into it because, well, the red wave is coming because, again, last month, another record 239,000 illegal undocumented that they caught came into our country. Tim Michaels' platform is no driver's license, no benefits, and no tuition to undocumented people.
So why is that with all the issues going on in this country? It just goes to show.
It just goes to show,
who you guys are. There's so many things going on.
We're for law and order and actually enforcing our
if
laws.
If you're for law and order, well, right, go ahead, man. Finish your point, man.
Well, we're for law and order, and we're going to enforce all the laws, not pick and choose them like your party does. As we've had judges murdered, protests in front of judges,
Let me say this to you, man. You talk about protests in front of judges' homes. Is it illegal to protest in front of judges' homes? No.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
It is
okay.
Too.
No, it's not.
You better check into the law.
Listen, I don't need to check into any law. People have been protesting in front of politicians' homes and others forever. That's part of your freedom of speech.
Well,
you conservatives. You know, you pick and choose what you call freedoms, you know, only from what you see. And you conservatives talk about law and order, and you pick and choose what you mean by law and order.
Really?
Yes, you do.
It took January 6th for your party to care about crime. Crime has been on the rise for years because of
Let me say this to you, man. Where you live, there's very little crime. I'm pretty sure of that. Because I know you don't live in an urban center. I know that.
When is your party going to do something?
Let me say this to you. You hypocrites who don't live in urban centers act as though you're concerned about the crime in urban centers. You're a hypocrite. So if you really cared, you don't give a rip about the crime in urban centers, but you and others like you feel like
they're recalling the DA in LA and San Francisco because your party doesn't, and it's controlled by Democrats. Chicago, the mayor of Chicago, the nightmare lives on. I mean, you can name it. You can accuse me of being racist or whatever
CJ,
you want, Earl.
CJ,
the facts are the facts.
CJ, you are that. You just don't know it. It's what comes out of your mouth. You are not even bright enough to know that the things you say are bigoted and racist.
I know.
You're not alone. Listen, you're not alone.
U.S. Code 73 Section 1507, illegal to protest and intimidate a judge. And you don't care.
Let me say this. Again, they protested police. They protested sheriffs. They protest. That's part of what makes this nation what
illegal.
It is. And let me say this.
It's illegal.
Hey, let me say this. If it's illegal, so then do something about.
So look the other way, right, Earl?
Hey, that's not. Way. Hey, let me tell you. Let me say this last thing to you, man, because I, you know, it's a waste of my time with you. If that's the number one issue that is impacting what's happening to people's lives in this country, it shows the disingenuousness of you and the conservatives. So you pick out an issue like, well, they're protesting the judges.
About
can I say damn on the line? Damn, man. That's all you guys
sure,
are concerned about. I am frustrated because of your ignorance. Okay? and again, man, you're nothing more than a parrot. That's it. So all you do is repeat the same thing that you've heard over and over and over. And I know the people in this listening audience are tired of you.
Who campaigned on fixing all this, Earl?
The people in the listening audience are tired of you, and that's why they've cut you off on the other shows. That's why they've cut you off. That's why.
They can think of me.
Can I cut him off?
Yeah, cut him off. Do what
everybody else
does.
I'm so sick of it.
So you know, he can't help himself. But let me do this. I want to move to something different, Sam. I want to talk about a bus driver who says he didn't know that his gummy snacks included THC. Now I'm pretty sure this kind of happens more than any of us care to know about. This is a Bridgeport guy who was driving 38 people to a casino, and he was eating gummies. You know, the gummy bears infused with THC. And he ate so many of them that he passed out on the highway.
Behind the wheel?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
And when the police finally caught up to him, he said he didn't know that the gummies had THC in them.
Well, I guarantee you he did not buy them at Pick and Save.
That's something that I guess we should all be leery of now. Because, you know, I don't know. I've never had gummies. You know, not with, you know, gummy bears I've had, but not with THC. I don't know. You know, I hear people say that stuff is potent. And I don't know. Is it more potent than smoking it? No?
I hear that it's sneaks up on you more because you're ingesting it. It's not more of like an immediate effect. It kind of just all hits you at once.
And then you become disoriented.
Right.
Yeah. Well, so I don't know, but I do know that there are probably a lot more people who are, you know, kind of doing the gummy thing than any of us know anything about. And I know it's kind of, it has to affect one in their everyday, you know, involvement in their jobs and all of those kinds of things. You know, I used to think that when I would smoke pot and do my job, yeah, I did that a lot, and it affected me in a way, but I used to smoke it all day, yeah, and all night and all morning. And I did. And I inhaled and did that for a number of years. But, you know, at this stage in my life, you know, it's just not something I choose to do. I'm not opposed to anybody doing it. But reading this article about this guy, 38 years old, who endangered the lives of all of those people. 36 people on the bus. Can you imagine being on the bus and the guy stops on the expressway because he falls asleep, because he's out of it, because of him having ingested so many gummy bears, you know, THC gummy bears. I don't know. You know, it's, you don't know, because you can buy those things almost anywhere, right? And you know, people and going on bus trips and all those kinds of things. And I wonder if they can tell, or if people who have these CDL licenses, if they are checked for that stuff on a semi-regular or regular basis. You know, I'm pretty sure that they do that with semi-drivers. You would think that they would do that with people who, you know, have the CDL licenses and transport people, you know, across the city and across the state and across the country. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.